Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We may be a little ways away from spring, but if you are dreaming of flowers and butterflies this spring, you may be interested in hearing this week's horticulture feature on milkweed. You may think of milkweed as something that you find primarily in ditches and extra lots around Iowa, but many species of milkweed are attractive additions to home landscapes, and of course, our friends the monarch butterflies like them as well. Today, we're going to share some tips from the ISU Extension and Outreach Horticulture Specialists on selecting and establishing attractive milkweed plantings in your home landscape. As mentioned, common milkweed tends to be a little bit vigorous and too weedy for beds and borders. However, you may want to try butterfly weed or swamp milkweed. These are both non-aggressive, attractive additions to home landscapes. Butterfly weed is a native perennial to Iowa, typically found in prairie remnants and roadsides throughout the state. It has narrow, lance-shaped leaves, grows about 2 to 3 foot tall, and produces flowers consistently from June to September. The flowers are usually bright orange, but can be yellow or shades in between. Because of a specialized pollinating mechanism, only a few pods develop on most plants, as opposed to the many very large pods that develop on the common milkweed you so often see in the wild. The pods are spindle-shaped and about 3 to 5 inches long, and do still contain those silky-tailed seeds that you're used to seeing with milkweeds. Butterfly weed has a deep taproot, and the stems produce more of a watery, clear sap when cut rather than the milky sap common to most milkweeds. Butterfly weed is an excellent plant for the home landscape, best used in perennial beds and borders. It's very easy to grow because it is a native plant and requires very little maintenance. It also has few pest problems when grown in its native Iowa. These plants possess excellent heat and drought tolerance, so they're ideal to use in some of those tough-to-grow spots in your yard. It does require full sun and a well-drained soil. It will not perform that well in very dry soils or in poor infertile soils. There are several butterfly weed cultivars available that have flowers in shades of reds, oranges, yellows. Another plant you may want to consider is swamp milkweed, also known as rose milkweed. Again, this is a native perennial here in Iowa, typically found in prairie pothole soils at the edges of marshes and in wet ditches, as you may guess based on the name. Swamp milkweed has 3 to 6 inch long lance-shaped leaves, grows 3 to 4 foot tall, and blooms from July through August. It has vanilla-scented flowers that are pale pink to rose purple. The flowers blooming are followed by 3 to 4 inch pods that contain numerous of those fluffy plumed seeds. And as you would expect from a milkweed, the stems and leaves do give off that milky sap when cut or bruised. Swamp milkweed is an excellent choice perennial for low sites or damp locations in the landscape. Plants will tolerate short, dry periods, but prefer soils that are fairly consistently moist to wet. And again, swamp milkweed requires full sun. A couple cultivars available include Cinderella, which has pink to dark pink flowers and pink to white crowns. Ice Ballet is a white flowering cultivar. Soulmate, on the other hand, has deep rose pink flowers. If you are looking to establish butterfly weed or swamp milkweed in the home landscape, they can be established by growing seeds or by establishing bare root or potted plants. Growing from seeds is a little more challenging than planting the bare root or potted plants, as those are already established. The successful establishment of both species is easier, as you would expect, when planting bare root or potted plants that are already growing. Both seeds or bare root plants would be available from mail order nurseries that specialize in native plant materials, and those could be found and ordered anytime now. Potted plants are frequently available in the spring at local garden centers and nurseries, so check those out the next time you are looking for plants. Butterfly weed and swamp milkweed do have deep tap roots, so as a result, both plants are difficult to transplant once established in the landscape, so be sure you're putting them someplace you're going to want them to stay. Transplanting them, again, not that easy, and if you're trying to find them in the wild and transplant them from a friend's landscape, for example, that may also not be your easiest option. So when planting both of these species, choose the planting site carefully and then do not disturb them after planting. Both of these are suitable hosts for monarch butterflies, as the larva will feed on the foliage of butterfly milkweed, swamp milkweed, and many other milkweed species. If you're interested in learning more about other Iowa native milkweed species, you can give us a call here at the office or look online. There is a Extension Garden publication about the different varieties of milkweed suited for using here in Iowa. Again, for more information, you can give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website on Facebook, or follow the Iowa State University Extension webpage, or stop by the office here at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.